you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, November 26, 2019, Testimony Tuesday. And for those of you that were tuned in yesterday waiting to hear from Marvin Lee Flessner, well, we thought, as much as I love Memorization Monday, it would take about 8 or 10 minutes to talk about our verse and share about it. And I wanted to have Marvin Lee share so much more. And so we decided, let's have him today on Testimony Tuesday. So, Marvin Lee, thank you for joining us. And we're excited to share you with our Great News Radio listeners, knowing that most of them have either been at one of your concerts, seen you on TV, have had the opportunity at various occasions, events, gatherings. You've been all over the area. And I think last week I was saying, I don't know, he's probably in his late 70s, early 80s. Well, this coming February, you'll be 87. So you're currently 86, full of life. You walked in here quickly, very engaged with us. And I told Marianne, this keeps giving me hope. These senior saints that are doing well, that gives me like 20 or 30 more good years if I could stay healthy like you. So thank you for carving out time. And yeah, concert coming up. There's a lot to say.
I think that, listener, you should send Mark notes. Everybody, send him a note. Say, you're going to age just fine. Because all these fantastic people that come in, including you, Marvin, it looks so healthy and everything. He's like, it gives me a vision. I could do it. I could do it.
Yeah.
You're going to be just fine.
Yeah. Well, let me recap yesterday's scripture verse, because I think it even ties into some of Marvin Lee's testimony. But yesterday we talked about Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Wow, what a great verse for all of us. Mm-hmm. And I think it's somewhat true of your life, Marvin Lee. God's given you good health. He's given you opportunity to share, to sing, to mentor people. We'll certainly touch on Allison Krauss and how you, many years ago, gave her kind of a launch into the whole music industry. And she's credited you for that at the age of 10, where you had her on stage. And, oh, I don't know, so many stories to talk about. You've been married to Elaine, let's see.
63 years.
Congratulations.
That's
awesome. I know you attend church in Gifford. In fact, the former pastor there, Steve Lombardo, I have many memories of him. He was a, I won't say an imposing figure. He had told me one time during an interview that he was like a former boxer. I mean, he was fit and solid, solid in the scriptures. I liked how he preached. I had attended there a few different times. They invited me because of the radio ministry to come. Just rock solid in his theology and yet his body. I wouldn't mess with him.
Okay.
But anyways, you attend the Free Lutheran Church of Gifford. We have a lot of friends there and appreciate the ministry that's going on there. And you've just been so involved in our community. Lifelong resident of St. Joseph for, well, like 86 years or so.
I live about 5 miles north of St. Joseph on a farm and have been there all my life.
All your life. So, well, thank you for carving out time. I know you have WILL doing a TV documentary that you're a part of, and you're going to share some of the Allison Krauss story. You have your fingers in a lot of different things, and I know there's an upcoming event December 7th, I believe, in Thomasboro, where you'll be singing.
Thomasboro at 6:30, and we'll do some gospel songs and some country songs.
Sure.
Kind of mix it up.
Sure.
And always have a good time with folks.
Yeah. Now, I have a question, because I think there's somebody out there that would love to start a band, and they don't know how to do it, and they don't know anything about how to do it. And you've done it. You've done it so amazingly. How did you start the Marvin Lee Band?
Well, you want to go way back.
Yeah, I do.
My mother took me to take accordion lessons when I was 10 years old at C.B. Lloyd's.
Wow.
I did that, and then when I got to be 15, my mother started a 4-H club. And for entertainment, for the, you know, the club entertainment, why don't we have a square dance? Guess who played for the square dance?
And with an accordion, not too many people are...
Well, it was a guitar.
Okay.
When I was 15, I picked up the guitar and the fiddle. So that's what we did. We had square dances. And when you do a square dance, that song goes over and over and over. You can really practice a lot. So that's what we did. We started a square dance band, and a couple of boys in the church, like you just asked me, how do you start a group? Well, you get a friend or two and get together and jam a little bit. You never know where that's going to take you. It's like anything else.
You just do it.
Yeah, you just do it.
Because you love it.
See what develops. And I had a friend play guitar, and another friend that he played guitar. And then we found a guy that had upright bass. You know, that's a big, tall thing. And we just made a little band. And then I picked up for hold downs, you need to have a fiddle. You know, that really makes a square dance. And we had a local caller. Don Sokin was his name. He's still alive, and he lives in Monticello.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, I'm calculating, that's like 70 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, when he's 15, and if you're 86 now, it's like, you've been doing this for so many years. The Lord has given you great health, a good voice. Have you written some songs along the way?
I have written several songs, never went anywhere with them. You know, I just got them in my file. I have someone that wants me to put them together and send them to them, but I have never done that.
I think this is important.
Yeah. And I know you're in the midst of writing a book. You've been doing that for about a year or so, recounting some of the stories and thoughts. And you have a lot of pictures in front of us here, which are all just wonderful. I was appreciating the one where you were telling me on Tuesday nights in August in Philo Park, you have big turnouts, big crowds that come out and enjoy your music and ministry. And
right. Yeah, you know, we have a good turnout in Philo, and people just love country music, and the older songs is what we play. If I'd have played all this new stuff, they would not show up. They like to hear the good old songs.
I like them.
Yeah, we're all about that with this ministry too.
We did six nights of it, and we were driving back from a family reunion, and my wife said, why don't you do a gospel night? So planned that. My wife suggested, why don't you try a gospel show and give all the money to a good cause? And the band will play for free, you know. Normally, we just pass a basket around to the crowd, and I could give the guys some money for coming from Decatur. Like Lyle Clary plays steel for me. He does some writing for your newspaper. Anyway, we did that, and we give the money to Salt and Light, and I think that most we ever got was $2,400
to hand
to Salt and Light.
Oh, my.
Then later on, we switched that up with Salt and Light and the Hooves of Hope.
That's a great organization.
Yeah. We interviewed them a few years back.
And last year, we took in, I think it was $1,700.
Wow. Well, let's work a little in reverse. Okay. Let's start with what's going on December 7th, and then we'll backtrack from there, because I want our listeners to turn out. I just think God has used you in this pivotal role of, we won't just say entertaining. You uplift the crowd, the audience. You sing God-honoring music. You're
wholesome.
Talented. Your band. It brings families together and people out. So what's happening on December 7th?
Well, I have a full band on stage, a steel guitar, Lyle Clary, and a lead guitar, and a bass and drums, and a piano player, and myself, and I always have a female vocalist. And Maddie Flesner from down south, she's kind of related to the people around Flatville. She's going to be the vocalist. In fact, Maddie opens up for the gospel show in Mahomet that same night.
Oh, my.
She is kind of, you know, gets a crowd singing and stuff.
Sure.
And then they turn it over to the professionals. But Maddie's a very beautiful young lady, and she does that for them every time. But I said, well, if you're going to do that, can't you come over to Thomasboro after that?
Can't you hop in your car and travel over?
And she's got a boyfriend who also sings. Kyle's his name. And this will be a first time that he's going to sing in for an audience.
Okay. Oh, my.
So we give that a try.
Good.
So that's going to happen, your event, on December 7th in Thomasboro.
Yeah, 6:30.
So 6:30 p.m. Are there tickets, or how can people find out more?
Just maybe come to the door, and we'll get them in somehow.
Oh. Okay, you'll get them in. Come to Thomasboro. Where at in Thomasboro?
In a community building.
The community building in Thomasboro, December 7th, 6:30. And you're in for a real treat.
That's
so
great.
You've been singing in Thomasboro for a number of years, because like I mentioned earlier, a story that was written about about you, I think 5 or so years ago, was when Thomasboro was celebrating 150th birthday or something, and they wanted you to come and sing.
Right. Yeah, we did that, and they had a tractor pull and all kinds of events going on. Okay. It's a big celebration.
Sure,
we
sure.
To perform there. That's a few years ago.
Sure, sure. Now take us back some. So that's the current thing you're doing, but as Marianne asked, how did it all get started? How do you recommend other people getting started? Well, your mom, your family was influential, got you going. At 15, you have this band. You know, you're starting to present, perform. What's the progression from that point?
Well, I went to service. I went to Korea, and I actually got to be with the chaplain there and did some gospel music for him. And when we came back here, I formed a country band, and I did more or less, well, I have to say it, it's barroom music. It's the old country, the old cheating songs and stuff like that.
Your cheating heart.
Yeah.
At the same time, I was in the church choir and did solos and things like that.
Sure.
At Flatville Lutheran Church. And then later on, I went to WHOW, Clinton, Illinois. It was a country station that played Corn Belt country style every Saturday morning. We'd have to go over there and tape that. And one of the guys happened to be there as a DJ. He played fiddle, and we had him join us. His name was John Hartford. John Hartford wrote Gentle on My Mind.
Oh, that's
he went on to Nashville, and the next time I saw him in Nashville at a DJ convention, John said, I just wrote this song. Well, you know, Glenn Campbell really made a big deal.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
And you're kind of in the tradition of Hank Williams, that kind of sound. And,
sitting on the dock of the bay.
The good old country stuff.
And like you said, the Corn Belt country. That's just
country
really.
Style,
Corn Belt country style.
And so anyway, that's just one of the things I did. I've got a whole list of stuff, so. But I wanted to mention John Hartford because he did make a big flash there. And I, when he told me about it, I didn't think much of it. But when Glenn Campbell recorded it, it was a different story.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sure with 70 years of singing and presenting, there's probably a flood of memories you could talk about. I know you even mentioned you had a story about Pastor Lombardo, but what other stories come to mind, or do you want to touch on that one?
One of them that I'm writing up, there's a guy in town by the name of Country Gentleman, Joe Ryder. I don't know if that rings a bell. Probably too old for you.
Yeah.
But he had a local radio station.
Okay.
And he came to listen to us play, me and Sonny Norman and Bob Jackson. And he took us to Nashville. He thought we was pretty good.
Mm. All right.
We actually got to audition for the manager of the Grand Ole Opry.
Did you really?
Now, you imagine how hard that would be today.
Oh, my.
But we auditioned for him, and the manager said, you know, you boys are pretty good. But what you do is go home, make a record, make a recording, and if people like you well enough, we'll bring you in.
My goodness.
So that's just, there's a story, story.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
And, of course, all the time, I did the television show, and I always like to do a gospel show to end up a television show.
Nice.
I think it's very important. Of course, Ernie Ford did that on his shows. You know, a lot of people did that. At first, they didn't want to allow that.
Is that right?
Even Elvis. You know, Elvis wanted to sing the gospel song, Peace in the Valley, on Ed Sullivan's show. He did not want that.
Did he do it?
He did.
I thought he did.
Yeah, he got to do it, but they didn't
want
to.
Elvis sang a lot of gospel songs.
They didn't want to let him do it. So.
Yeah.
That's just another little story. See, we did a few gospel shows, like in Flat Mill. We did some, and I think you were there. I've got a video with you there.
One
of the gospel shows.
Yeah, that was like when we were launching the radio ministry.
Yeah, you were just getting started.
Yeah.
See, who's Mark Burns, you know?
Yeah.
Still wondering, who is Mark Burns?
Mark?
I'm still wondering.
Well, Marvin, you won a Pioneer Award from the Illinois Country Music Association, right?
Yeah. Wow. They give that to me, and of course, I guess I've started a lot of things, but there are several other people that also done what I did, too.
Well, you know, some people would think that's pretty amazing.
Well, I know Allison Krauss, I was reading, I'll share a little email that Ruth Esri sent me, and she said, Mark, I have a memory like 30-plus years ago when Allison Krauss was performing at the Virginia Theater, and she was acknowledging Marvin Lee and how he helped her get launched and her start, and she's, you know, nationally, internationally known now. But you keep in touch with her and have obviously fond memories of her. I think it was at the age of 10 that you helped launch her career. Hey, here's a very gifted individual. Let's have her a part of our band for some event or gathering.
Well, back then I had the television show on Channel 3 and doing stage shows out of a lot of various communities. Mm-hmm. And I heard about this fiddle player from Champaign. Her name was Allison Krauss. So I found her address out and over by Hill Street, about two blocks from the Virginia Theater, and went to her house with my guitar, and I knocked on the door and asked her mother, could I just play a few songs with Allison? I'd like to hear what she does. So, she came in, and Allison got her, she's 10 years old. She got her fiddle out, and we did some hoedown music, and that would just love that. The crowd loves that kind of thing, you know.
But and with a little tenure,
Right, 10-year-old girl. And so I said, would you like to maybe come to our practice next time? And here she is. Yeah, she'd like to come Tuesday night, Mike's Barbershop here in Urbana is where she was going to come. And I put my guitar away and get ready to walk out the door. I said, Allison, do you sing? No, I haven't tried.
Oh, my.
Wow. Here's Hank Williams, I Saw the Light, Cheating Heart.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, she was singing and playing.
Oh, my goodness. So you gave her, like, the recording.
Yeah, I gave her the recording. And, and she'd learn them, just that. Another thing about Allison, and it's probably the same way now, but she could come up with some kind of remark on a microphone. You look at her, that came out of her. You know, all the band members were just amazed because she could come up with these comments. Just out of the blue.
Yeah, and I think you're quoted in one of the articles. She's just down to earth.
Right.
You
right,
know, sure is. I won't say a common person, but just like you could be very comfortable in around her. And I mean, that's really a great character trait.
It is.
And
it is.
This weekend, we were going to Clarksville to do something near Nashville. So I was going to call Fred and Louise, but I have heard that Allison is going to Washington, D.C. for some kind of award. I have not found out what that is.
Sure, sure.
She's going, and so I called Fred yesterday, and no answer. I figured they're going to go to that award in Washington, D.C.
In case you just tuned in, we have Marvin Lee Flessner in the studio with us. And I was thinking as I was talking to Marianne about trying to get you in, he's kind of like, to me, the Bill Gaither of our area.
Oh,
you know, most of our listeners are very familiar with Bill Gaither, homecoming radio program, all the things that Bill Gaither have launched. In his 80s, he's still singing and presenting and so beloved. And you're kind of like our own local Bill Gaither who just loves music, loves the ministry of music, how it can touch hearts and lighten loads, and how you've been proficient and gifted and, you know, given God the glory that he's allowed you to be around and continue to do this. And, you know, at 87, this coming February, you're going to still continue and see, you know, what you can continue to arrange and be a part of. But I just think it's so neat that here you are still wanting to serve and entertain and encourage people. Was it something that your parents built into you, or did God just wire you to want to help bring joy and hope? And
well, my mother did hat shows. In other words, she would take someone in an audience and put a hat on. He's a sailor, and talk about, and maybe a religious statement about that, or the fireman. Or he did. She did all those, and she had a whole bag of hats. And she got very popular in, I don't know how many states she went to do that show, because people, you know, women like to have organized get together, and they needed entertainment, and she did that. So I think that's kind of where I got got some of my talent, and she had me sing at reunions and things like that.
And that 4-H launching.
And the 4-H after that. Yeah. But reunions are always, she liked to do skits and all kinds of stuff at reunions. So I think that's kind of where my talent came from.
And you said there was an event where there was no player or no musician, and your mother said, oh, he'll play the accordion.
It kind of reminded me of
Jesus' mother, you know, when there was no beverage at the wedding, and she's like, he'll fix it.
Jesus, we need some wine, okay? Okay, just do what he says.
Kind of like that. He knows how to do it. He'll do it.
Let's get Marvin. You know, he can do it. He can pull it
Marvin
off.
Marvin can fix it. That's great.
You know, years ago, we did have a lot more family reunions. Mm-hmm. Today, everybody is so busy.
I know.
That they don't even have time to go to reunions.
You know, I've heard many people say that in this area, that they used to have these big family reunions.
Yeah, it was
many
really
people
something.
Are related.
Right.
And everybody's busy.
Yep.
It's time to slow down.
I'm in a group that we're studying a book on culture and the cultural influence and the demands on our time. And even people that reading is becoming, I won't say obsolete, but so many people have their phones or they're engaged in other media that where we used to talk so much about the book I'm reading.
Right.
That's getting less and less the case. Yeah. And, you know, I do find myself, I love to just sit and read. But, you know, when I share that to somebody else, I go, really? You sit down still and read? I'm like,
We, you know, don't get me started. We take the ability to read for granted. And a literate society is so important. So I'll just end there. With my speech I usually give.
There's a little side note. Allison's brother, Victor Krause, he plays with Lyle Lovett Band.
Oh, my goodness.
And they... let me go back to a reunion. We're just talking about reunions. Mm-hmm. We had one out here in the big shed called Henrik's Reunion. And for entertainment, I invited Louise, Allison's mother, Victor to play the upright bass, and myself and Allison. There was four of us. We played some music for that. And, you know, just the music flows along pretty good. But Victor was standing there playing. He's 15 years old. He was playing that bass and playing all kinds of notes on there. And I told him, here, I know what to tell him.
Sure.
So here I told him, Victor, you don't play a bass like that. It's a thum, 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 thum. You play with the beat. That's what you do. Let's forward to about 15 years later. I called, after they moved to Nashville, Fred and Louise, I called to Fred one day and said, how's things going? Allison is busy doing this and that, and you know, she's very busy. And Victor plays for Lyle Lovett. by the way, he's going to be on the Tonight Show. Lyle Lovett.
Classic.
So if you ever watch the Tonight Show, the music is always the last song on there. You got to wait the whole show, all that other stuff to get to the whole show. Mm-hmm. So anyway, here they are playing a song. Lyle starts singing. Guess who they featured?
The bass
player. I'll never forget that.
Oh, that's classic.
Well, you have been an inspiration to so many people musically.
And once again, if people want to see you in person and live, a special concert coming to Thomasboro on December 7th at 6:30. It's in the community building.
Right.
So just get to Thomasboro, find the community center, and on December 7th at 6:30, be seated because it's going to be an enjoyable event. Well, Marvin Lee, the starter of the Marvin Lee Band, we just appreciate you coming in, and gosh, God's best to you on all these different projects and the WILL documentary. Yeah.
Make another comment. Yeah. You know, God has blessed me with talent, but I get to show all those other people on stage with their talent. Mm-hmm. They get to express themselves, and there's a lot of good gospel songs that are done on our shows, too, besides the country songs.
Sure.
We kind of mix it up. But
praise God.
Stan Remley is great, Hooves of Hope, and there's a whole list.
That's so great.
Put it on your calendar, December 7th. Be in Thomasboro at the Community Center by 6:30. All right. Well, thank you, Marvin Lee. Thank you, Mary Ann. Thank you, listener.
Thank you.
We'll close out with a portion of Will the Circle Be Unbroken by the Marvin Lee Band. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Marvin Lee with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
There are loved ones in the glory whose dear forms
you often miss. When you close your earthly story, will you join them in their bliss? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? In a better home awaiting, in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the joyous days of childhood, oft they're told of wondrous love, pointed to the dying slave.